ability to lose control, to just
scream at the canvas,
to scream at the canvas, to be able to allow, you know, what's inside to come out.
Great.
You know, yes. And it without any holding back, yes. Without it,
no hindrances.
And you have yes. the opportunity and ability to create.
Yes.
You know, to create yeah. out of nothing.
Wow.
You know, and make something that you can say is yours.
Wow. Well, we are going to take a quick break. You're listening to WUVS 103.7 The Beat, and this is The Gift of Gab, and we will be right back.
My name is Michael Pine, and I chair the Suicide Prevention Coalition here in Muskegon. I wanted to take a minute and thank 103.7 The Beat and its listeners for helping to reduce suicides in our county. Still, 1 in 3 Muskegon high school students has considered suicide this year. Suicide remains the second leading cause of death among our young people. And contrary to popular belief, suicide happens regardless of gender, race, age, or income. Many of you took part in mental health first aid classes, which we still offer. And I want to thank you. And now we have a new class, just 1 hour long, that will teach you what to say and do if you should have a loved one or a friend talking about killing themselves. QPR, Question, Persuade, Refer. We offer this at least once a month at Health West, and I'll personally bring this class to your business, church, or social group free of charge. QPR classes are just one step towards saving a life. Please call 231-724-6618. That's 231-724-6618.
The series Creative Expressions
this
of African
American
This
hour programming
culture.
Is brought to you by SWG Luxury Limousine, Muskegon's only limousine service, offering services for corporate events, weddings, prom, homecoming, or whatever the engagement is. The hallmarks of SWG are luxury, convenience, and professionalism. Their slogan is, God is our compass. For more information, 231-903-3917. SWG Luxury Limousine is proud to be a supporter of your community station.
This hour program is brought to you by Tyson Foods. Tyson Foods is one of the world's largest processors and marketers of chicken, beef, and pork, as well as prepared foods such as appetizers and snacks. Tyson Foods is hiring for their local factory with wages starting off at $14.19 per hour. For more information, the website is www.tysonfoodcareers.com. Tyson Foods' slogan is, making great food, making a difference. They believe in supporting the community, and they are proud to be supporters of your community radio.
News and programming on WUVS 103.7 The Beat is brought to you by Meijer. Meijer is happy to support your community radio station.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Gift of Gab radio show. I'm your host, Teresa Taylor Williams, and we are talking today with female pastors. And I want to remind you all, the request line is 231-722-8338. And again, this is WUVS 103.7, serving Muskegon and Muskegon Heights and beyond. So we were just talking about lots of different things pertaining to ministry, and specifically, you know, this being Women's History Month, and how there still are just not a whole lot of females in that top leadership spot of being a pastor. However, the numbers are coming up. I mean, just hearing you all before the show talking about, oh, did you hear about this person and this person? And so I'm sure it's a unique sisterhood. I'm sure it's very unique. And so before our break, we were talking about self-care and how this particular vocation requires, because you're pouring out so much. And so we heard from Pastor Kendria and Pastor Anita. So Pastor Yvonne, what is your self-care that you do for yourself? Pastor Anita talked about art and photography, and Pastor Kendria talked about gardening and how she gets so much out of that. So what about you?
I did try gardening. Went back in my backyard, my deers, rabbits, everybody ate up all of my...
I was wondering about that. How do you keep the critters away?
I said, not no more. So, but
all your hard work was being... It was appreciated,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, yeah. They enjoyed it.
Yes.
But what I wanted to say was, I'm married 45 years, going on 46 years.
Wow.
And in that union, within that union, we had 11 children. Wow. And all 10 of our children have graduated or either have gotten their GED.
Okay.
Have one left, and her name is Alea. She's still at home. She's 15 years old.
Oh, wow.
So we have 25 grandchildren, 2.5 great-grandchildren. So you know I need some rest.
On top of pastoring, right?
On top of pastoring.
Wow.
For those many years. But I just count it a joy and a blessing to have the family unit and also the members of the church. We have some beautiful, caring, loving people in the church. And sometimes they will see me and they say, Pastor, you need a rest. It's time for a rest. And they would know. I would feel it, but I wouldn't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take it upon themselves to do whatever they needed to do to send me for a rest. And I thank the Lord for that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have a good companion, wonderful husband.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the women putting the toilet paper on the toilet paper roll. Not
you
in
don't
my
do
house.
That. He does.
My husband
it.
Does all
oh,
of that.
Oh, what a sweetheart.
I have to give accolades to my husband because without my husband in the ministry being next to me side by side,
wow.
It would be so much harder.
Okay.
He takes care of all the things in the church that needs to be done.
Okay.
He is a contractor, so he builds homes and he builds and all of that stuff. And I just thank the Lord for him. He's my sidekick. When he see things going wrong, if I'm tired, if I'm overexerting myself, he'll take it upon himself and say, baby, we're going somewhere. We're doing something. As coming this weekend, he's taking me away again to get some rest.
Okay.
So I thank the Lord for him. My husband washes. He cooks. He's clean. He do the grocery shopping. He does all those things that I've done all through the years where I can just commit myself totally to the ministry. And I thank God for that, because if I didn't have him and have that, I'm telling you, I wouldn't know what to do. I'm serious. And I thank God, and I let him know that. I tell them that, and I was teaching at Bible class. You brought that up yesterday. That going through this, you're going to have some challenges along the way. And I have had challenges along the way. But my husband is so encouraging with the words that he say, the touch that I feel.
Yes.
And he feels what I feel when I'm hurt by certain things, you know. And you have challenges against people and things that come against you, but he knows just what to say and how to say it. And I just want to give a shout out to my husband, Deacon Fred Crawford.
Hey! Yes!
Because I got a good one.
A good
one. I got a good one. Amen. Anytime you find a man that will fold up and wash the clothes and tell you to rest and you to sit down and commit yourself to the Lord and
that's
to the word
blessing.
Of God.
Wow.
Amen. So that you can be prepared and ready to go forth to minister to God's people.
Because
he know I got a heart after God's people. Now I have a love for them. And I have to be prepared mentally, physically, emotionally. And he helps me to get to that place. And so I just want the people to know that I love that man called Deacon Fred Crawford.
I love it.
All right. Amen.
Yeah, she better. Pastor Anita, we need you to give a shout out too. She said, I'm getting ready too.
I most definitely, because you're right. It is definitely something to have a helpmate that is by your side and undergirding.
Wow.
And my husband is definitely an undergirding. When you say, you know, someone who will wash the clothes, and praise God, my husband washes all of our clothes because we are in an apartment and our laundry is on the third floor. And I cannot do it because I have a health issue.
Okay.
I cannot do the stairs. And so he is relegated to be the only person to go up those stairs and do the laundry. My husband cooks because I don't know how. And so my husband has cooked for most of our lives to, you know, provide for my sons and our household. So you are right. You cannot do what needs to be done without that undergirding.
It takes the load. Yes.
You know, and my husband has definitely been truly a blessing in my ministry.
Wow.
Even at the beginning. beginning of my ministry, that encouraging to be there and to go and to do. When I first began, and I was afraid that there's that fear that I could accomplish anything. And it was my husband who said to me, Anita, go, you do. God is going to be with you.
Wow.
And so I love mine. He's not Deacon Crawford, but Brother Bill McCant, who picked up everything to leave Detroit.
Wow. Because of your calling.
Because of
here.
My calling to come to Muskegon Heights for ministry. As a matter of fact, my husband had work here in Muskegon Heights before we had fully moved from Detroit to Muskegon Heights. He got on it immediately.
So,
immediately.
And remind me how many years, because Pastor Vaughn said 40, 45 maybe? Was it 45 years?
45.
Okay, and so...
And we have been married now for 29 years.
Wow.
Well, we will celebrate 29 years in June of this year.
So, yeah, let's go down the line, because you said how many children... Yes. You have 11 together?
11 children together.
Lord Jesus. And how many? 25
grandchildren.
And so, Anita, how many children? And if there's any grands?
I have 3 sons.
Okay.
And I have 4 grandchildren.
Okay. And Pastor Kendria?
I have 1 biological. But Lord Jesus, I have a host of children that I've taken in. I take care of. Well, no, they'll get me. I didn't biologically have them, but I have 4 that I raised.
And you've mothered and nurtured. Yes, yes.
And I have, oh God. We're not going to talk
just
about
grandbaby.
And I'm single. And I'm telling you, if it wasn't for family
and
the church support, there's no way. I have mothers who rotate. I have a mother who drives, who travels from Benton Harbor, who literally comes in and stay in my home to help me.
Oh, my goodness.
If it wasn't for my aunts who help pick up the load, because I take care of my mother and my aunt, and I see after them.
Oh.
If it wasn't for them, our family. And our church family, there's no way I could do what God has mandated me to do.
Right.
I'm telling you that I thank God for what my sisters have.
Yes.
And it's such a blessing to hear. But God has given me my family and the church family to really get the job done.
So speaking of family, go ahead, Pastor Iman.
You had asked about what do you do when you have those times when you stressed or you're pressured or you got challenges and things like that. I do go away, but also in the meantime, what I love to do is write. I used to write when I was a child. I've written books, and I write church songs, and when the choir and different ones was singing my church songs, and still do. And now I'm in the midst of writing a play, a stage play called Are There Any Haters in the Church? And hopefully I'm going to put that on sometime this year.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
So we will look for that.
We most certainly will.
So I want to know, since we're talking about family, how do you deal with, you know, you're being pulled in so many directions? How do you deal when your children, over the years, maybe look back, and maybe when your children, because I'm selfish, okay? I'm selfish, and if I'm with somebody, I want their time. And so do you ever get that, you know, or have you ever? I'm sure it's normal for them to be like, I don't want to share you, you know, because what I've seen pastors, I've seen mostly male pastors, but and I've had friends who are first ladies, and how, you know, they're like, I'm like, how do you do that? How do you share your spouse with everybody, you know, as far as, you know, just them being pulled, and I've seen them get up at all hours and go when the members need them or what have you, our community. And so I guess, how do you handle that? What do you, because I know for the most part, I'm quite sure most of the time they understand, but I'm sure there's those times when they're like, I need you, you know. Has that ever been?
I still have a 15-year-old at home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime when she has a sport event, because she's playing basketball, volleyball, and different activities at the school. Mm-hmm. And if they coincide with what I have going on as far as Bible class or women's ministry and things like that, she'll come. Say, Mom, I have this game. It's on Tuesday. It's at 6 o'clock. And that's my Bible class night, plus my prayer from 6 to 7 in mm-hmm. Bible class. Mm-hmm. And she says, you always got to go to the church. And that made me think, I can't always do that. I have to take up time with her.
Yes.
So what I do is my husband will go to the church for the prayer at that time. Okay. And I'll go where she needs me to be.
Okay.
And then I'll go back to church when mm-hmm. it's time for me to mm-hmm. teach Bible class. So now I spent that hour with her, because her it usually take about an hour for her to do her game mm-hmm. or whatever like mm-hmm. that. I take her out, we go out to dinner. She said, Mom, when we gonna have our movie night? When we gonna have our date night? You know, so she has planned all of these events and these things for us to do. So yeah, I have to realize I still have her at home. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the older children, they mostly kind of understand. But when you got a 15-year-old, sometimes it's hard for her to understand. She wants to be with her mother. She mm-hmm. wants to have a date night. She wants to go out to eat dinner. And she took me to this one place one time. It's over there by the mall where they cook your food.
Hibachi.
Hibachi.
I still haven't been there.
I went there, and they was doing the fire, and I'm jumping, and she says, oh, Mama, isn't this something? You know, that meant something to her. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just to see the joy for her, it didn't really do anything mm-hmm. for me. But, you know, mm-hmm. for her to do that, and, mm-hmm. and I just enjoyed doing that. As far as my husband, he don't have no issue, because we make sure mm-hmm. we have time for one another.
That's
that
awesome.
I don't take from him. And sometimes if it's a time when me and him have planned things mm-hmm. and you don't never know when the saints need you, when someone in the hospital, mm-hmm. when you need to go pray for somebody or minister to somebody, mm-hmm. he'll say, go ahead and we'll meet up later.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Pastor Anita?
Having that bank. You know, like that you, as my children were, all of my children are adults now, and having, when they were growing up, having that bank of time that belonged to them and would not mm-hmm. be interrupted.
Okay.
You know, they knew that, you know, Friday was their day. We got to see every movie that there was made for young children to
right,
see, because
right,
I took
yeah.
them to the drive-in every Friday night. So they knew that that was going to be their time, even if that time was just us being at home mm-hmm. and together.
Right.
You know, I might have fallen asleep, but I was in the room where they were.
That's right.
We were together, and I, you know, did not answer, you know, the phone and you know, yes. planning that. Now, because my children are not in Muskegon mm-hmm. with me, so mm-hmm. we are separated, having a loving congregation, the members of the church who recognize, you know, that they have their family mm-hmm. and that we don't.
Mm-hmm.
We have congregation members who will, you know, make sure, like you said, take that time to say, mm-hmm. Pastor, I know that you've been missing your family.
Right.
You need to go.
Right.
And so mm-hmm. they're releasing mm-hmm. me for that opportunity
Amen.
To be able to visit with family and to keep those connections with family.
Wow.
It's a blessing to have
yes.
a congregation
yes.
that will
understand
mm-hmm. and look at you and know,
right.
Pastor, you are tired.
That's right.
And you need to.
Yes.
And even recognizing the fact that if I am going to get what I need from you,
yeah,
I need
right.
for you
right.
to rest.
Right.
I need for you to,
yes.
to be able to take some time to rejuvenate. And, you know, so to have a congregation that will pour back into you
yes.
as you are pouring into them.
And Pastor Kendria.
My family is wonderful. My son, we have date nights. And I'm up in the morning with him. He loves morning time with me. And so I try to get up early in the morning. I fix his breakfast. We sit at the table. We talk.
He's in high school, right?
He's 11.
Oh.
He just looks like he's in high school. I have a 5-year-old. He's 5'7 and 107 pounds.
Wow.
And he's only 11 years old. But he is my man, my best friend.
Yes.
And we watch movies. We have our date nights. We go out to dinner. We're both seafood fans. And so we will cook lobster tails or crab legs together. He loves being in the kitchen with me. My little babies, we have time. We have morning time. So before Aiden goes to school, I have time with the other two little ones. My grandson comes here during the summer. So I'm looking forward to seeing my older children because they don't come home regular. Mm-hmm. So this summer will be actually the first time that I'll get a chance to see my oldest daughter and my grandson. So I'm looking forward to that. And everybody know when my kids come, that's my time with my kids.
Yes.
And the church understands. And the blessed thing is I'm right up the street from the church.
Right,
so
right.
So they can sit at home and wait or come down and I'm right there. But we have our date nights and we enjoy family time.
Now, I should have asked this before at the very beginning, so forgive me for forgetting, but I wanted to just explain what are the duties of a pastor, because whether male or female, I think there might be people who are not quite sure what, you know, other than getting up on Sunday and or whatever day, you know, and giving a message. What are some of the duties? I think you mentioned, Pastor Yvonne, visiting people.
Yes.
In the hospital or at home, the shut-in.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The duties of a pastor is so long.
We don't have enough.
And people, they don't understand and they don't know. You could be eating dinner and they call and they need a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
They need you to come right away to the hospital. And it's just like that. And you try to meet their every need.
Mm-hmm.
There's fasting. You're fasting for them. You're praying for them.
Wow.
You're seeking God for them. It's so many things. You at the nursing home. You at the hospital. Even when they don't belong to your church, but you got members that belong to your church, so that belongs to you too.
Okay.
So that means my daughter is sick. My son is this. I need you to go do this. On my way here, I had a phone call. Someone that don't go to my church, but her relatives does. And they want me to go and lay hands on her and pray for her. And I said, yes, I will be willing to do that. So it's so much. You're reading your word. You're constantly seeking God. You're on your face. You're in your prayer closet. I guess they think you're just sitting at home and twiddling your thumbs.
Because you get to do that at the last minute.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know about how much study time you guys get, but it's early in the morning or late at night when everybody is sleeping. You know that if a phone call do come, it's because it is an emergency and you gotta go. But real study time, real prayer time, real consecration means that you gotta do it when ain't nobody up. So we sleep maybe 4 or 5 hours. And we just, it's not just to really study takes time, but we spend time worrying about the budget, finances, their finances, their bills. We're concerned with whether or not we're meeting all of the rules and regulations of if we're associated with other ministries, what does that mean for us? Where is the next place we have to be? Making sure people are in order, are in line to book certain things. I mean, the life of a pastor is nonstop. It does not just go away. I think we eat less, we sleep less, but we stay in, we're servants. And that's what we enrolled for. So the role or our responsibility for that day depends on the need of God's people for that day.
You can't even make your day out because you don't never know what's going to happen with that day.
You don't know
if someone is going to call you, somebody's going to need you, and things like that. So ministry is like this.
Multidimensional.
You know, everywhere, everything, your life belongs to the ministry.
Wow.
Everything that you do, you have to first get up in the morning, you think about ministry. You go to bed, you think about ministry. And that even through the middle of the night when God wakes you up, I know he do that to you all. And he said, get a pencil and paper.
I sleep with the Bible and a pad in my bed next to me.
And I'm thinking I'm going to have a good night and hear God say, get up. Yeah. Or go in your secret closet and pray for this to happen, and because this is going on and things like that. So you're being pulled over here. I like what you said, that you have to worry about the finances and all of that. That's one thing that I thank God I don't have to worry about, because my husband worries about it. You see what I'm saying? Yes. That's something that he does, because he makes sure all the lights pay, the gas pay, the water bills, the other things, the inventory is done. I stick to what I know. He's good at that. I'm good at what I do, what God called me to do, and that's to take care of the people of God. So we it's just like when we come together, he makes sure, he tells me what has to be taken care of, and I said, well, go ahead, you know how to take care of it. So he does, so I don't have to worry about that. And I thank God, because I think I'd really be like this if I had to really deal with all of that.
And I think there are a lot of pastors, female or male, that you do have to, I mean, I'm hearing that, you know, it's a labor of love. It's not a big high dollar career field, and a lot of people do have occupations aside from that. And not saying where you work, but I know that you are, is it a social worker, Pastor Kendria?
I'm a therapist.
Therapist.
I'm a therapist. I work full time. A therapist for I work with domestic violence and sexual assault victims, but I've also worked with been a therapist with sex offenders. I work with all type of mental health issues. And so my degree is a master's in professional counseling with my BA in psychology and social work. So I work full time. And I mean, being a new church in the area, my hands are in all of the libidity things of the church. Whereas you guys have been solid and found, you know, so you have people covering
areas. They have
areas.
People.
Don't get me wrong. I have a wonderful congregation. I thank the Lord for resurrection. They are phenomenal, and they take care of business. However, my hands, because we're young ministry, is in everything. Until I learn, you know, and become, you know, we grow, then, things will shift. But
now, do you all have, you two, Pastor Anita and Pastor Yvonne, are you full-time ministry, or do you have also, like, other jobs?
I'm full-time. Always have been. My husband never required for me to ever work. I raised the children.
Well, we don't want to say work, because you did work.
Well, that
you
is work. Work.
That is work. We want to say maybe traditional
ministry.
Work. We'll
That's
say
ministry.
Traditional work. But you, Pastor?
I am now full-time in ministry.
Okay.
I am...
But not always.
I have not always been.
Okay.
No, I started when I was in ministry. I was working for Mishkan. And so there was a time. But you asked the question, what are the duties of pastor? And I think that you all might agree that if there were a definition of the duties, or, you know, definition of a pastor, The definition of a pastor is to, I believe, that it's a calling that God has upon us to show the people of God the heart of God. And in order, you know, the heart of God is one that will do and be there wherever and whenever.
It takes,
and, you know, people can't see God. You cannot see God. And so God petitions the pastor to be able to show his heart, which is long-suffering, which is forgiving, no matter what. Sacrificial. You know? And so I would say that that would be what the duties of pastor is. It is to show the people of God the heart of God.
I would say that definition will take us out. I mean, this has been such a joy, and I'm so glad that you all could take time out to talk to us about this vocation and your life of service.
So thanks for having us.
Yes, this has been a blessing.
Do we have a few seconds?
Sure.
I wanted to say that our church, we have a, what I want to say, we have like the pastors that where we come and we join as far as the members, and we have developed a community thing in our church where we have clothes giveaway. We feed the homeless or those that may be hungry Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 3 to 6. We're now feeding up close to 1,400 people a month.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And remind us the address and the name.
It's at 2245 German on the corner of Barney and German Street.
Okay.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we do clothes giveaway, pantry giveaway, and we feed the community. And we fix chicken, dressing, greens, all kinds of things. So the
Lord, we ain't talking about hot dogs.
We ain't just talking about
God bless those who give hot dogs, but that sounds like a meal.
We've been doing real full meals, the real course meals. You know, sometimes we do have chili dogs and fries and things like that, but the majority, we fix wholesome meals for the people.
Wow, thank you for that. And any other announcements, anything coming up that we should know about? Because I know that a couple of you have been pretty busy doing revivals and things like that, speaking at other, you know, events and things. So
this Saturday at 9 a.m., we will be, Pastor McCann and I will be a part of the Redeeming Life Ministries are having their
prayer breakfast. Yes, I just heard about that.
Those of you that are not doing anything, come out to Redeeming Life. They're located on Glade Street. I don't have the exact address, but the pastor is Christopher Robinson, Lady Pat Robinson.
Yes.
So we are excited about what the Lord is going to do on this Saturday at 9 a.m.
Great.
This coming Friday, it's actually a conglomeration of the churches in Muskegon mm-hmm. Heights. There is one of our sister churches. My church is going to say, I wasn't going to come up with the name of this church. It's the AME Zion Church.
Okay. The sister of Philip Chapel, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the AME Zion Church, who has a great need. And so Pastor Greer actually is spearheading, and we will have a benefit concert on Friday evening, 6 o'clock p.m. at Zion Baptist Church on School Street at 6 o'clock p.m. And there will be the state choirs for the Baptist Church state choirs, and the AME Zion State Convention choirs will be there. Philip Chapel's choir, combined choir, will be there, as well as In Touch will be doing a benefit concert to try and help John Wesley, AME Zion Church.
We knew it was coming to you.
John Wesley, AME Zion Church, to be able to help to secure and fix their building.
Great.
Because they have not been in their building through the winter to be able to worship. So this church really does need, you know, our help. And it's a blessing for all of the churches that are coming together right now, cross denominations, to try and help John Wesley AME Zion
instead of competing with and helping with.
Amen.
Well, thank you so much for joining and for tuning in. And you have been listening to The Gift of Gab on your community station, WUVS 103.7 FM, The Beat. Talk to you next week.